morning again. It's great to be with you again here at Sunday Mass. As always, welcome to all of you, especially any visitors or guests that might be here with us this weekend. Those of you this morning here who are grandparents, know how special that time is with your grandchildren, especially during these summer weeks while school is out. There were two twin boys who recently spent a few days with their grandparents while their parents got a needed vacation. And as was their nightly routine after watching the news with their grandparents and after that bowl of ice cream, Grandpa and Grandma sent the two young boys off to bed to get ready for bed, to brush their teeth, and reminded them to say their prayers before going to bed. And the one boy began his prayers by thanking God for his grandparents and for his family, for his twin brother, for all that he had been given by God. And then the other brother began his prayers as well. He offered the same prayer as his brother, thanking God for his grandparents and his family and the gift of his brother. But at the end of his prayer, he added something. He yelled at the top of his voice, "And God, please send me a new basketball hoop and a new pair of basketball shoes." His brother turned to him and said, "You don't have to yell. God isn't deaf." "Yeah, but Grandma and Grandpa are." Well, today's readings relate to that subject of prayer. And let's face it, it's not always easy to pray. It's not always easy to dedicate that time each day to prayer. It can be hard sometimes not to know exactly what to pray for, or hard not to know exactly how to pray. How do we do it? How does it work? In the first reading this morning, we hear that Abraham is interceding with God. He's interceding with God on behalf of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And through this dialogue, this conversation that Abraham has with God, it seems as though Abraham is haggling God, as if Abraham is trying to barter with God, trying to convince God to act in a certain way. He begins by asking God if he would spare Sodom and Gomorrah if there were 50 innocent people. Then he goes down to 45 and to 40 and to 20 and to 10. Abraham's prayer to God, his conversation with God, isn't primarily what Abraham is asking for. It isn't about Abraham being creative with words, being able to try to convince God to act in this or that way. His prayer to God is primarily about understanding at a deeper level who exactly God is. It's about allowing God to reveal more and more of himself throughout this conversation, throughout his dialogue with him. When Abraham allowed himself to be immersed in this dialogue with God, that's what prayer is. Prayer is a conversation that we have with God. Prayer is a dialogue with God. Prayer isn't about talking to God as if it's a one-way street. Because those of you here that are married especially know how important, how essential communication is with your spouse. And that it's not all about just talking all of the time. It's important, yes, that you talk with your spouse, but you know very well how important it is to listen, how challenging it can be to listen about what your spouse is telling you, not necessarily always verbally, but also non-verbally as well. For as loud as our world is getting, it's only getting louder. And for as difficult as prayer is, it's only going to get more challenging. It's important that we make that time to be silent, to enter into that conversation with God. Prayer isn't about creativity, about trying to convince God to act in a certain way, because God doesn't need our convincing. He doesn't need us to convince him on how to act. He's God. God simply asks of us, of you, to make time for him, to allow yourself to feel comfortable talking with him. Because when Christ teaches his disciples how to pray in that gospel this morning, he doesn't teach them to pray to an all-knowing, omnipotent God who is way outside of the reach of ordinary human beings like you and me. He teaches his disciples to pray to a God who is called our Father. And like every father here, like every parent, like every grandparent here this morning, you know how precious even those simplest of things that your grandchildren and your children ask of you, even if it won't be something that you could immediately give to them or something that may not be good for them at the time. God nevertheless listens intently to those simplest of prayers. C.S. Lewis, after he lost his wife with a battle of cancer, wrote in a letter to a friend about why he prays. But why he prays, and he said that he prays not to change God, but he prays rather so that he might be changed. That's what prayer is about allowing thy will be done. God delights in the simplest of prayers we have to offer him. What's going on in our life, our struggles, our joys, our failures, our weaknesses, our sins. God enjoys listening to that. Not because there are 50 innocent people, or 45, or 40, or 30, or 20, or 10, but because there is one person that God loves, and that one person is you.